Joining us on the line from the UK now is Helen Burgess. She's the founder of Little Cooks Company, which she started single-handedly, spending 2 years devising recipes and sourcing and packing ingredients into boxes from her kitchen. She now sends thousands of their boxes each month to little cooks across the UK and increasingly across Europe. Her book, You Can Cook Tasty Food, is part of the You Can Collins series for children age 7+. Welcome to the show, Helen.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks very much for joining us. And what a great idea for a book. I think it's fab. Well done.
Thank you. Yes, I think it's much needed at the moment as well, with the decline of cooking skills that we're seeing. So yeah, it's a lovely thing.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about your background and your Little Cooks Company. Why and when you started it?
Sure. Well, my earlier career was in government, actually, where I was working in strategy roles across government, and which I loved, but I was always interested in the health and nutrition space. And it's been a passion, really, since I was a child. But I never really thought of it as a career for some reason. So I had my son. I went on maternity leave in 2013 and thought, well, this is an opportunity for me to completely reassess. And I thought, I'm just going to be brave and quit and retrain in nutrition for 3 years. And then the idea for Little Cooks Co. came in my final year of training, which is that it's about trying to get children to learn how to cook and to have those wonderful memories of cooking as children with their grandparents, with their parents, you know, whatever it might be. But doing it in a way, showing them how to cook in a way that actually helps their health rather than hinders it. So rather than it being full of refined ingredients, which we're increasingly learning are drivers of some of the kind of chronic diseases that we're seeing on the rise, showing them how to do it with natural, real, whole ingredients and helping them understand the magic of food and the power of food.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. So do you have your own memories of cooking with your parents and or grandparents when you were little?
Yeah, very much so. So my mum more than my dad. My dad was more on the convenience side of things, but my mum, my favourite thing to cook with her was spinach and ricotta samosas, where I got to be like arts and crafts.
Yeah.
You know, using a pastry brush to brush the melted butter onto the phyllo and then package it all up into a nice triangle. And it just, I think it gives a wonderful opportunity for parents and their children to communicate in a way that they don't always when it's, you know, if they're eyeballing each other over the, you know, picking up from school, how's your day? You know, when you're in the kitchen and there's no pressure and you're just both getting on with a different job and working together to create something, it just seems there's this wonderful space to communicate and connect, which, you know, there's not that many opportunities these days. We're so busy all the time. You know, life has got so busy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, hopefully over this past year, parents were connecting with their kids a lot more because the kids were home, weren't they? So I think parents were finding a lot more that they were doing things with their kids that they maybe didn't feel like they had the opportunity to do before. So I think it's been a great thing for families this past year.
I think so. And the rise in cooking together has been massive. So many more children got into the kitchen and people got, they just had that time and space to actually cook. And I feel like it's something we need to keep going. You know, we've come out of lockdown in the UK now pretty much. And how do we keep that passion and time for cooking going? Because really, without knowing how to cook, then the next generation are going to have to depend on processed food and ready-made meals because they won't have the confidence to be able to get into the kitchen and whip something up with a few ingredients that's in, you know, that they've got in the fridge. So,
Yeah, it's one of the subjects that you tackle in the book, which I think is a great thing, teaching children about eating real food and the difference between real and processed food. That's a great thing to understand.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of coverage, actually, just in the last few weeks about ultra-processed foods. There was a program on, which was really an eye-opener, about how it's been this sort of steady creep that more and more ultra-processed foods have come into our diet. And there was a terrifying statistic saying 62% of what children eat in the UK is ultra-processed. And it's shocking, you know, and I think so many people would, you just don't realise it, because often these things can be packaged up as looking reasonably healthy. So, yeah, you know, it's a minefield for parents to try and identify. But really, if you just go back to that basic principle of, is it real? Then you don't need to worry about, you know, whether it's ultra processed or not. But to be able to use real ingredients to eat, you need to know how to cook them. So yeah, it's fundamental. And you know, if children can grasp that sort of basic but such fundamental concept through using my cookbook, then you will be forever happy.
Yeah, it can be difficult, can't it, for people if they're used to having ready meals, you know, if they're used to buying something that they just chuck in the microwave or whatever, and it's, you know, it's quick, it's easy to suddenly make that transition where you're chopping everything and making it from scratch. It feels like a big deal, doesn't it? It must feel like a mammoth task that's going to take ages, but it really doesn't need to take ages. You can whip something up in 20 minutes. You don't need to spend 2 hours in the kitchen making dinner.
Exactly. I think there's, you know, part of the job is sort of dispelling that myth, and also the kind of other side of it, which is that often ultra processed foods are so cheap. So yeah, they're convenient, they're cheap, they're marketed heavily. You know, it's extremely difficult. And as this program showed, they're highly addictive. So it's very easy to get caught in that trap. But actually being able to just show with, like, some of the recipes in the book that actually you can get 5 or 6. We've got a lovely fish cake recipe, which is 5 ingredients and it takes 20 minutes. And it's a wonderful recipe for children to make because there's mashing and rolling and, you know, it's like arts and crafts.
Brilliant.
And it's simple, but it's so nourishing is the end result. So, yeah, I think that can sometimes feel like a real block that, gosh, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, look at all different ingredients and spend lots of time in the kitchen. But as you say, it really doesn't need to be complicated.
Mm. And the hidden sugars in everything is really quite shocking, isn't it?
Oh, it's just, I could really...
You're passionate about this, I can tell.
Yeah, and it's got, there's hundreds of different names for it. You know, the labelling on packaging, I understand the direction of it, that really, you know, the government just wants to be able to give consumers information that will enable them to make good decisions, but it's become so complicated and not always the right thing. So sometimes you can have a red label on fat, but actually that fat is coming from nuts and seeds, which are so nourishing to eat, and you don't want to be put off something because of a traffic light system. But equally, they don't display the sugar information in a way that helps us quickly understand what is a natural sugar that might come from, you know, fruit, and what is a highly processed sugar that's been added, like corn fructose syrup, and that's very toxic for our bodies. So yeah, it's a minefield. And I, you know, as a parent myself, I was in the situation. I was thinking, gosh, you know, how do we help parents navigate this incredibly difficult world of just trying to figure out how best to feed their children? You know, it should be easy and trustworthy and, you know, presented in a way that makes it simple, but it's not, sadly.
Yeah, I think even the something as simple as bread, the difference between getting fresh bread or even making fresh bread, of course, compared to buying sliced bread often from the supermarket that has so many chemicals and things put in and preservatives in order for it to keep for a long time. You just see the difference. You know, you can have a loaf of bread that's prepared in that way, and it could last for months. I mean, literally can sit in the kitchen for months and months on end, and it just makes you think, my goodness, what must they be putting in it for it to last this long compared to fresh bread, which, well, I mean, it starts to go hard even in a couple of days. You know, it doesn't last long at all.
I totally agree. Hopefully, I mean, at the start of lockdown in the UK, making sourdough bread was the huge boom, you know, so hopefully that's opened a lot of people's eyes to actually the process, how long it should take. I think supermarkets can make bread in half an hour. You know, it just should not take that, be that quick. You kind of need to respect the food, and Yeah, I mean, sadly, I think a lot of these hyper ultra processed foods aren't really food at all. It's like fake food, really. You know, and often what they'll do through the processing, they destroy so much of the nutrients within the base food that they start with that they just have to fortify at the end and just, you know, add in some calcium, add in some, you know, whatever else they've destroyed. And that's not right.
No, absolutely. You also talk about the benefits of eating a rainbow. I love the sound of this and perfect aiming it at kids. Presumably the looking at fruit and veg and the importance of eating lots of beautiful, colourful, natural foods.
Exactly. As you say, it's such a nice way to encourage children and to get them thinking, well, what food do I know that's yellow? And there's a simple guide that sort of helps to, I mean, it is a very simplified explanation, but to try and get them to understand that the food, the colour of the food that they eat has an impact on their body and their health. So red food is very good for their hearts and their blood, and blue food is very good for their brains, so thinking about blueberries. But it is often the colour of the food. What makes the food colourful are these chemicals called phytochemicals, and they are wildly good for us. And they're not talked about very much. You know, we know about vitamin A and B and C and all those sorts of things. But these phytochemicals are, you know, there's thousands of them, and they're in our foods, our everyday real foods that we're eating. But you need to get a variety. You know, if I always say to my son, you know, if you just ate carrots all the time, that's not giving you enough balance, albeit that carrots have benefits to them. You know, you need to be thinking about getting a wide variety of foods all the time. And that sort of challenge of, can we eat a rainbow as much as possible, is a great way to kind of get them interested in it.
Yeah, definitely. And it looks so pretty on the plate as well.
Exactly. We have a lovely pizza recipe, which is so simple. And the challenge is to make it into, think of all the colours that they want to, that they can think of, and then create the pizza into a rainbow. And again, it's a bit like arts and crafts, but you get to eat the end result.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
So. Oh, fantastic. Great idea. Well, if people want to get the book, it's called You Can Cook Tasty Food, part of the You Can Collins series for children age 7+. And it's by Helen Burgess, who we've been chatting to, the founder of Little Cooks Co. Helen, is there a website for Little Cooks Co.?
Yes, it's www.littlecooksco.co.uk.
Perfect. littlecooksco.co.uk. Helen, thanks so much for joining us. It's been lovely to chat with you.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.